Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be discussing the Burn the Stage series. BTS Burn the Stage is a variety web series by BTS. It was premiered on the 28th of March 2018 and was then broadcasted weekly on YouTube Premium. The documentary is about BTS's sold-out world tour. Later, a movie was also released on the 15th of November 2018. Starting with episode one, I really like the way this episode starts with the news commentary. It really highlights how big BTS have got and news reports from different countries too to really see how big they are. This is a world tour that they're going on. And I was saying to Lorraine at the start of this, I don't think this tour they went to the UK. I think it was their next tour that they came to the UK.
It did show up all the places.
It did.
They went.
It did go fast. I tried to look for the UK and
I
don't think I
saw it. The one that stood out to me was Chile. And that's one of the first ones they go to.
Then it goes to BTS and they're talking about the series and what they want to get out of the show. And the main focus they want to give their fans is to show the raw side of them, like
things that they don't always
show,
like emotions and
their struggles,
and
arguments.
Fighting and stuff. Well, I think that they already show the fans so much, like I feel like show so much of their lives all the time.
Everything's documented.
So to feel like they don't show enough to their fans really shocks me because you see so much of them. I mean, they do so many different series. I don't think you see that with a lot of fans.
Oh, no,
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have. Not as much as BTS.
But they always just want to give more and more and more. And
yeah.
I think they do too much already, really.
Yeah, me too. They deserve their private life
privacy
as well.
And rest too. Yeah. Like throughout this, you can see they're drained.
We also see little clips of them practicing on the stage and things to come in the series. I do find that this first episode is a bit more of an introduction of what's to come. I know that the style throughout is like clips and then
interviews with the members.
I know that does continue throughout, but I still did find that this one was very focused on what's to come.
The interviews, they are all introducing themselves as well, so you can tell that this is the start. And I don't think there's too much you can say on it because it is just them getting to the point of what it's going to be about.
One thing I found though, when we were watching them practicing on the stage, we were hearing the songs from Wings because it's the Wings tour. And I've realised just how much now I love Wings. And I remember
I've always said that.
Yeah, but I remember saying to you, Wings was my favourite album, but then it changed to Love Yourself Answer. And we've recently listened to Love Yourself Answer. So now I can compare the two from hearing them both kind of more recent. And I think I prefer Wings now. And we heard a quick intro of one of the cyphers from Wings I miss cyphers so much. I just really was happy to hear back on those old songs again.
Yeah, I definitely love Wings. I have always loved it and I think I'll always be a top album for me. I think there are so many good songs and I think what's really good about it is their individual songs.
Yeah.
Which we're seeing parts of them rehearsing it.
Yeah, and with this first one, it is just all rehearsals. We don't actually see them take to the live stage in this episode. Now on to episode two. The tour starts in Korea and this is the start now of their world tour. And I don't feel that a lot is documented with them in Korea.
No, you see the stage where they're going to be performing, the arena, and all the fans. And oh my God, there's so many fans. Like I already know that their concerts would be big and sold out. But when you see it, like just glimpses of it, you can't believe the kind of size audience that they're performing to. I think it was when they were in Seoul backstage, one of the things they did was it was J-Hope's birthday, wasn't it? And they bought out a cake for him. And was it Jimin who did he rub cake on his face?
I think so. He was playing around
with J-Hope anyway. And out of nowhere, suddenly, the cake slides out of J-Hope's hand. But I know the members do obviously have a lot of, like, blunders a lot of time, but I mean it was a really big cake so you don't expect him to drop it.
And what was even more funny is it fell on sugar as well.
And yeah, I thought this part was really hilarious just because it's so surprising and unexpected, and all the members were teasing about how expensive the bag was that landed on too. And then they travel on to Chile, which is the next place they'll be performing.
Yeah, and they say they only have two shows here in Chile and they don't come here very often, So Jungkook, he was one of the members who said that he feels it's very important to give what they can because they don't know when they're going to be coming back to Chile.
But one of the things I thought was hilarious was when they were on the plane to Chile, RM loses his passport.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, it's just so typical RM. Couldn't believe it when they said it. And even someone said that they're not going to be able to get into Chile. But then luckily they do find it. I just cannot believe him with his passport. No,
well, they did say on there, this is the second time he lost it.
You keep it glued to you after that incident happened before.
Either Val, if I was one of the members, I'd take hold of RM's passport myself.
Yeah, I know. It must have just fell down the seat or something, because obviously if on the plane, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could
and
have.
I mean, they just seem like scatterbrains when it comes to personal items. But I just can't believe it myself that it happens so often. Then they're in Chile, and I can't remember if it was before or whenabouts it was, but they did go out to eat, and all the members are there apart from Sugar. They mention about bringing food back for him, and I thought this was another hilarious part because J-Hope ends up bringing food to Sugar's door, and he knocks on the door. Sugar takes a while to come, and he says it's Hope, and then Sugar, you don't even see his face.
You don't
do
see his face
because
at all.
He really tries to pull the bag in without being seen or letting anyone, like even the crack of the door open, and kind of forcing the bag through, and the bag's getting stuck as well. And it's just the most funniest thing because he's taking it from J-Hope. It's almost as if he's taking it from someone that I don't know who really doesn't want to see, and he just forces the bag through the door and gets the food. But it was just so funny.
Even J-Hope found it.
Yeah,
funny.
What was unexpected, I think.
I think J-Hope, doesn't he say that he looks well rested?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's
I don't know how he saw him though, to be honest.
It might have been a joke.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really funny. They said that he was hard at work, but God, he must have been really into what he was doing.
Yeah, he was not letting anyone through that door.
I mean, it was at the restaurant where Jungkook was doing mock dances.
Yeah, mock dances.
To other members' songs. And I know that Jin was doing his fantastic laugh he always does in the background. All
he
the members found
hilarious.
It funny. But yeah, I always crack up when Jin finds something hilarious because you can always hear him with this distinct laugh, which I really love. And the rest of the episode, I think it just consisted of seeing glimpses of them on stage, but it was Jimin and Jungkook who
were the main
focus. Yeah, with their struggles of the performances. Have we seen these clips? Like some clips
before? I showed you the Jimin one during the Jimin focus, and I possibly showed you Jungkook's as well. And the clips I was able to from like fan made clips, because this is under YouTube Premium, so you can only watch this if you pay for the premium. Although I've got a free month. I made sure I got a free month for this. I have only seen this once before because of it being under premium, because I don't usually have it. I really couldn't remember this very well at all.
But yeah, Jimin was upset over his voice cracking up on stage. And I thought it was a really sweet build-up because he was saying how much pressure it is when he has to perform his solo songs. And I can actually imagine that that is the way, because when you're in a band of seven people on stage with you all the time,
you get used to that.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed their solo work, but I didn't think about, obviously, if it is so much pressure for them doing it alone, because they're not soloists usually.
No.
But I felt really sorry for him, of course.
Just so hard on himself. I mean, something simple as that, no one would notice,
I don't think. Well, he says himself that people would think it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But to him, it obviously is. And the Jungkook one, like I said, I can't remember if I've seen this exact clip before, but oh my God, I couldn't believe how, like, in a state he was.
Yeah,
like,
I think
the
one of the members said
getting
that
ice on him and everything.
Yeah, somebody said it happened so fast. J-Hope says that he realises on stage that he's not looking right.
Yeah.
He just becomes overexhausted, I suppose.
And he still carries on, though.
Yeah, he does. He goes out there like nothing's wrong. Would never expect it if you're watching from
but
the audience.
I didn't know if he was going to be able to get back up. I just couldn't believe like how exhausted he looked.
You really see leadership sides to both RM and J-Hope, I find, with this. So RM, like, trying to tell Jungkook that he needs to calm down. And he makes a note saying that he was worried, obviously, for Jungkook, but he was also worried for the show. And I feel like that's the sort of thing that only, like, would go through a leader's mind in that moment. And he said he was confused by it, because obviously he cared for Jungkook, but at the same time he was worried what would happen to the show. But luckily he was all right and he was still able to perform. that's just so like Jungkook too. He really wants to just do the best and he just puts everything into things.
It must be really exhausting for them doing all these shows. Yeah. Though. Like they have to do so many. They go on and on like the whole time, like they're being interviewed about how much they want to give back to the fans. And they really go over the top to do it. And like, I just think that what makes them so amazing is that they just go above and beyond really mm-hmm. for their fans. And yeah. not many people do that. In episode 3, it starts with them kind of continuing more in-depth details of Jungkook and his struggles backstage. You see him using like a breathing machine, which I actually don't remember seeing before. I didn't know it went to that length. And you see him on the floor too in a really bad state, and all the members are gathered around him really concerned. I know it's not a obviously funny situation, but I do think there was one funny moment when someone says if they should take his pants off, now I'm like, she would leave Jungkook, do you want us to leave?
Yeah.
And I think RM really does disappear. But Jimin is still in the room, sat on the chair. I don't know if he left and came back, but a little bit later, they're making jokes about Jungkook not taking off his socks. Oh, the people who are attending to him. Mm. And I know it goes to Jimin, sat on the chair smiling. But I don't know if he ever left or not, I'm not sure. They say obviously how he came back around and obviously went on to perform, but he really did, like, he was in such a bad way and then he did get back up and get going.
Yeah,
still shocks me.
And when he sat around with them all too and they're all discussing it, he seemed so much better.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming that's the same day.
Well, I think so. It looks like it was not long after. I mean, he looked a little bit like how he looked when he came out of the room. Yeah, like on the floor. I was really glad he was alright, but I think it's quite good that you have seen this, like, more in-depth detail of what happened. Because, like I said, I didn't know it went that far as to him on the floor. But after this part, you then go on to kind of seeing all the members explaining what they're doing in their free time. I know that Jin, he springs to my mind. He talks about how he's getting back into the guitar that he used to play, but he stopped.
Yeah, and I didn't realise that he played a guitar. Well, it never came to my mind that he played guitar before. He might have mentioned it, but I couldn't remember it anyway.
I remember us talking about Jin with instruments before. The time when I realised he played the piano, I can't remember if you said about guitar or not then.
The only members that always spring to my mind with instruments are Jungkook, Sugar, and actually V. They're the only three that come to my mind.
I don't know if he keeps it up, but
yeah,
he's shown with the guitar. And he also says that he's got a book about learning Japanese, I think it is. And I know Jimin springs to mind too, because he says he likes to read a lot, and that reminds me of you reading a lot.
Yeah.
Although he said he likes reading comics and graphic novels. And he said he was reading a book with Jim, but how can they read together? Reading's a solo hobby, really.
Well, I wondered if they were sharing the same book, like maybe reading a chapter and he gives it to him. But that made me think of you and I, because when I read a book and I really like it, you read it afterwards.
Yeah, Chloe's really into reading, and I've never been that like into reading. I don't actually read a lot of books, but when Chloe recommends a good book, then I like to read it. And I've gotten into all the books that Chloe's recommended to me, so far she's doing a good job. So yeah, maybe that was the case, like, with them.
Yeah.
And they were the two that remained in my mind. I don't know if anyone else stuck out to
you. They were the two for me too. And also J-Hope mentioned about wanting to do a mixtape, because at this point RM and Sugar had done their mixtapes, and J-Hope sounded like he was working on his while he was there, because near the end of the episode he mentions that he needs to work and that it's his goal this year. So
yeah,
I assume he's talking about his mixtape, because he briefly mentions it.
All the members are also then together around the table.
They're having drinks.
Yeah, and they're kind of reminiscing about like the past and stuff.
I found these chats really interesting. Yeah. I especially like the chat when Sugar is talking about his car accident, because I think this is the first time.
I remember this story from you, and then you've told me a bunch of times about this. I couldn't remember if I ever heard Sugar say it, and I was wondering if this is where you first heard it from.
This is the first time he ever brings it up himself personally, and it's the only thing I can remember where he really properly talks about it. Yeah. I don't recall another time. It's like one of those personal moments that they're talking about at the beginning, sharing with fans, because it's something Sugar said that he kept quiet. He didn't even tell the company at the time, and now he's actually opening up about what happened to him. I also thought there was a funny story from RM when he says that he was eating an ice cream and then he sees somebody from the company. I don't know if they were meant to be on diets, but he goes and throws his ice cream in his pocket. He said he has ice cream all down him. And they also briefly mention as well, and I actually forgot about this, J-Hope potentially not being in the band, and RM saying that he really fought for J-Hope to stay in the group. and they were all saying how they couldn't imagine the group without J-Hope.
I know that J-Hope does mention about how he didn't come from a rapping background as well, and how RM and Sugar were there and they were rapping and he kind of just got up and joined in with them. I still find that really shocking though with J-Hope, because he's such a good rapper. Like,
really good.
He's
equally as good as the other two.
Like, I can not pick between them sometimes because they're all so good. And to think that he wasn't doing it for as long as them, and how talented he is at it.
I always think that, because I always think Sugar and RM, they've wanted to rap since they were at school, like really young, and they were like underground rappers before they even got into the group. And J-Hope, he came with a dancing background and just learned it all right there with the group.
It's just unbelievable to me, really, really shocking. He's so good at it. I love J-Hope's raps. Then they move on to going to Brazil. And I was saying to Chloe, like, how do the fans know that they're landing in Brazil? Because the airport is crowded with fans waiting for them. And they were there, like, already. Are they just waiting all night or something for them to arrive? When they get to, well, I assume the hotel, right? Must be a hotel. Yeah. You just see the members. Well, actually, you don't see all the members because Jim wasn't in this.
No, I thought that it's
Jungkook, J-Hope, RM and Sugar, isn't it?
And a little bit of V too. Although you don't see him, you don't see him as much as the others.
Yeah, the other four, you see a lot more.
They were unpacking their equipment and they were bringing out their laptops, keyboards, speakers, loads of wires, all kinds. But Jungkook, he had a lot less and his looked more like just for games. Originally, previously,
I can't remember, I think it was in their free time when they were showing it, he was playing games.
He was, yeah, and it kind of looked like a layout just for playing a game. He didn't have all the technical stuff what the others had, the rappers. And what I thought was funny was RM, every time it went, it kept jumping from person to person. And every time it went to RM, he was still, like, getting his wires out, trying to plug in.
Well, he gets in a panic at 1 minute beforehand when he says he can't find the manual. But that surprises me, because I think him and Sugar spring to mind that they obviously do a lot of working on the songs. So I would assume he sets it up, like, frequently. Must know what he's doing.
It just
like...
seemed to be taking so long. I mean, it went to Sugar and J-Hope. They were there working away. And then it went to RM and he was messing around with wires.
But I was saying to Chloe, like, how they managed to bring all that stuff with them all the time.
Yeah, that would be like, just a nightmare.
Looking in the suitcase the whole time. They must obviously have to bring it all over this tour. And they're going to so many places. And I'd hate to have to keep bringing that man and setting it back up the whole time. There's so much of it.
I remember when I used to bring my camera with me on holiday.
And do you know I thought you were going to say your pig.
Like, oh yeah.
I thought you were going to say, you remember you had to lug the pig to the hotel. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
What Lorraine means by my pig is I have a speaker and it's shaped like a pig. And we used to bring it with us to hotel nights to party with this speaker pig.
But you didn't like carrying it because it's a bit of a nuisance.
But just bringing a camera on holiday, you just have to take the wires, and just the camera itself was a bit bulky, especially that very first one I had with the lens as well. I used to hate taking like batteries and wires and all the different connecting parts, and now I just bring my mobile with me because I just hate carrying all those, like wires especially, and they had so much.
Yeah, so much.
But this is how the episode ends, isn't it? Just them in their rooms.
Yeah, just working.
Yeah.
Episode 4, they're at a rehearsal again, and Jimin is practicing the song, and afterwards he's upset again because he doesn't feel like he's done good enough. And all the members are comfort him and reassuring him that he has done like a good enough job, but he's got his head in his hands and he is really, really genuinely upset by it.
Yeah, I think he's crying.
And I know that he does get really affected by this. We've seen it before. And later on, you see Jungkook kind of coaching him of how to sing, giving him tips and advice. I think it's quite sweet of Jungkook, really. But obviously, they're doing the interviews with the members, and I know Jungkook is talking about Jimin's voice being different to his. I can't remember exactly what he says, different techniques. When he's coaching him, though, or when they're walking out the room, I'm sure he says, like, something about, isn't it, like, too late for a vocal coach to get him a vocal coach or something?
Yeah, like...
I don't know if he's talking about at that moment.
Yeah, saying something about feeling bad for him because at this point he won't be able to get a vocal coach, is too late.
But I honestly think Jimin has absolutely nothing to worry about because his voice is so good, like, so powerful. And the song he's practicing is obviously Lie. That's one of my top favourite songs because his voice is so good. It makes me feel bad that he obviously beats himself up about about this because I can't see it at all. No, the slightest. Either.
I mean, we were shocked when Sugar says, when he's in the interview, that Jimin couldn't sing at all, it sounded like, when he first joined the band. We just couldn't believe it.
No, definitely not. Because I just don't think you can, like, even coaching and having a vocal coach and stuff and practicing all the time, I don't think you can get a voice like that. I think he just is purely talented with that voice.
Yeah, I think what he lacks on is just confidence.
Yeah.
It's either Jungkook or Sugar mentioned that he doesn't do enough with his voice. Like, the voice he has, he's got it, but he, like, doesn't use it to the best of his ability because he's just so unsure of himself.
But yeah, I just always feel really bad when I see Jimin like this, especially since he does have all the talent there. Most of the episode, this episode, is actually based on an argument that happens between Jin and V.
And I actually find this really interesting episode. I mean, I hate to see them getting upset and arguing, but it is something we don't see.
Yeah, well, they have. Well, obviously, they said that in the first episode about how you don't see them argue. And they do argue because there are seven of them.
Yeah. And I think this is the only major argument I can ever recall. I've seen, like, little disagreements and, like, words being said.
Yeah.
But not, like, a full argument like this. And it went on, like you said, it's pretty much all of the episode.
Yeah, it is what happens throughout. But it's basically over a move that's performed in the song, and of Jin walking up to V, and V is saying that Jin should walk faster.
Yeah.
And Jin is saying he's walking as fast as he can, doing his best that he can. And
V should go slower.
Yeah.
What V, I think, got upset with was he wanted to discuss it, really. Yeah. And I think
Jin was making it into a joke.
Yeah, it took it as a joke. And then I think Jin kind of took offence, like,
because V was
getting a bit... He didn't take it as a joke, basically.
And yeah, so it does get rather heated, I'd say, kind of. Even, like, some of the looks. Like, I know V looks really, really upset one point, and Jin turns away, like, looking very huffed about it.
Yeah, he does.
And RM kind of, again, has to step up his leadership roles here and kind of intervene, because this is happening right before they're actually due to go on the stage.
Yeah.
And he's kind of telling them, look, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong, stop, it's time to go on. And
yeah,
he's really giving the pep talk.
Yeah, I mean, he actually is getting angry himself. He says that that fans have been lining up for them, and they're here to see the show, and it's not professional, and it's in front of the staff.
He's really, really going into the role here.
Even the little talk just before they go onto the stage, when they're all in the little circle, he's saying, it's not about V, it's not about Jin, it's not about me.
So he's obviously really being serious here. And there still is friction as they're going on. But of course, they do go on to perform. But afterwards, they're all called together.
You can just see how upset both Jin and V are. Yeah. They're just so down. They're not themselves.
It's a real shame it had to happen, obviously, right before concert.
Yeah, because it's something they look forward to, something they enjoy. I mean, especially
later on, Sugar says that he bets it was on their mind throughout the whole performance.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because going on feeling like that, you can't enjoy it as much as what you could do.
Because you kind of have to put on a show when you're feeling not very good.
And it was just especially surprising to me seeing Jin especially that down, because he's usually always joking and laughing. He just looked so, like, defeated in that moment. But one thing I actually forgot to mention was I thought it was really good of Jin to apologize in that moment just before going on stage.
He does.
Yeah, he actually says it's his fault. And
but V doesn't really take...
No, I think at this point he's trying not to cry.
Yeah.
Because I think V's on the verge of tears.
Well, he does cry before going on anyway.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he cries a few times. But I think it was really good of Jin, like, big of him in that moment, step forward and take all of the blame, really.
Yeah, definitely. But obviously later on, they're all gathered up and they're all kind of talking about what happened and how it had the effect. And that's when Jin says why it got to him, and V says why it got to him.
Yeah, they mention about Jin being older too and about having respect for older people. I always find this interesting because obviously in Korea, it's such a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when I have arguments with people, I don't think because I'm older, I should have more respect. It never goes through your mind.
No, it's just their culture, totally different. way of thinking.
And it's such a big thing, and you kind of forget, and then it's one of the points that's brought up, and Jin even says that it hurt his pride.
Yeah, because he's older.
But I thought it was unusual when Jimin's the one who brings it up, saying, V, you need to remember that he's older. Yeah. He said, this goes to you too, Jungkook. Yes, yes. But they're all younger.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they are all
they're
younger.
They're all younger than Jin, and he mentions Jungkook.
Specifically.
The only thing I can think of is because Jungkook and V are younger than Jimin.
Yeah.
So Jimin can't really point at one of the people older than him.
So, yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting too.
And then the other members actually leave to give them space to
It's
properly...
obvious they're all going to leave.
They're kind of making jokes as they're going out like that. They're going to hug now, so they want to leave them alone together. They do start obviously talking again about the argument. And then Jimin comes back into the room. And he then starts chipping in, and it's quite obvious that the two of them did want to just be the two of them to kind of settle the end of the argument. What was the comment Jim made?
Jim said, "We stop butting in."
And what I thought was funny one, I can't remember which one of them said it, V or Jim, but they said that we'll have a drink later, just the two of them.
Yeah, I think that might have been V.
Just to kind of settle it at the end.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of really funny, really, because I wore the members. It actually kind of fits Jimin to come back
in
the
does,
one.
Oh, it does, yeah.
But I thought it was quite funny, and obviously they do resolve it. But one comment I also forgot to mention, it was made by Sugar in one of the interviews when he was talking about the arguments, is he was saying that he actually thinks it's good for people to argue. It's just the way that you handle it afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I thought that he has a really good outlook on that, because not many people would say it's good to argue.
Yeah, yeah,
but he's obviously thinking of it in the right way. And I think he's right. Obviously, everyone in life is going to argue no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just how you take it and handle it.
I think a lot of the time it can bring people closer.
Yeah, I did think it was just a really interesting episode, because it's something you don't really see, and obviously you know how close they are regardless of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's weird to say, but I kind of enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, so did
argument.
I yeah. Like I said, I don't like to see them like that, but I just found it interesting. I liked seeing it, especially how it was all resolved at the end. It was a nice ending,
and it was about Jin. On to episode 5, and they are in America now. They actually were in America in the last episode, but we actually forgot to mention it. And in this one, they're kind of going around America, traveling around to different places. New York, Chicago, LA is one of them as well. But I can't remember exactly when they were in which place. At the beginning, they're just practicing for a dance that's going to be on a narrow stage.
Yeah, they said a very narrow stage, so they wanted to practice in the hotel room.
I can't see that it would have helped.
No, me either. It would have been better there on the stage.
Just waiting to see. They did show a little bit of it, and they seemed to go all right to me. But then most of this episode is them kind of getting actually their own time to go out and look around and do different activities. And they kind of branch off a little bit. There's Jin, J-Hope, Jungkook and Jimin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who all go to an aquarium. And I think it's really funny because I was really taken back by the ginormous line at the aquarium.
It was huge.
Like, I had to double take.
It looked like they were lining up to see BTS.
We've been to loads and loads of aquariums and we've never had to wait in a line.
No.
Not even a small line.
No.
I've always just gone right in.
Really well-known aquarium. I think this was in Chicago.
It might have been, I think it was. And what was even funnier was they wanted hot dogs, and Jin lost rock, paper, scissors to get hot dogs. He had to go order like 12 hot dogs, and he says the queue's really long, but I don't think much of it. And then he gets in the queue, and my God, it's long, and there's a hot dog queue.
The size of the aquarium line.
And you don't see him actually retrieve them, but he is cutely practicing what he's going to say, because again, obviously, he's having to talk his English. But I always find it really cute when they are thrown on the spot having to do this.
Yeah, I love their little English time they have with the camera.
And you do see them a little bit in the aquarium. And it did look like a good aquarium.
It did. I was going to say that to you.
It looked really good.
Beluga whales,
I've never seen one of them before. I was really jealous.
Yeah.
And previously, before this, RM, who doesn't go to the aquarium, he actually says there's a better one in one of... Is it there?
Jimin and Jungkook.
And... I know Jimin. God, I want to go to that one if that's better. Because I thought the one they were at was really good. But I'm assuming that's why RM didn't go along to the aquarium when he made this comment.
Yeah.
And he's with V.
They're just kind of exploring.
Yeah.
They mentioned fishing, and for a quick second, I thought they must be fishing, but they're not fishing.
They're just standing
looking
at the water.
They're just discussing fishing.
Yeah. We did say a few parts of them together looked a bit awkward, but I don't know. It was very quick glimpses. Maybe it was just the cameraman's effect on it. But I do know they do go out to eat as well. And I was lost on Sugar too.
Sugar was just, I think he was just shopping. Like,
well, yeah, getting... you saw him once in a laptop store, a technical store.
But I remember somewhere else they went, and it couldn't have been this. First of all, I thought it was, but it wasn't, because I remember the clip. It'd been longer. This was only a very quick clip where they went somewhere and Sugar decides to go to the... Well, what do you call those shops? Electrical shop?
Yeah.
Gadget shop?
Yeah.
Electrical?
Appliance store.
Like with laptops and
things. Yeah, appliance store. Well, we don't go to them, clearly.
But I remember him going to them before.
He must like them.
Yeah. He seems to be into all of his equipment, musical
equipment.
I just
always feel sorry when Sugar's off by himself. I know he likes being by himself. Maybe if he just had one other person along with him. But I thought it was really nice to see this, because we've obviously seen a lot of them doing really intense practicing and putting so much effort into their concert. And knowing that they had... like a bit of time for themselves. I enjoy watching this. They seem really happy and bubbly and excited to be out in America looking around at everything. So I thought it was really enjoyable. Then there's quite a detailed interview with Jungkook. I felt like this is one of the longest where they really were just focused on Jungkook.
There was something he said that really surprised me when he said that he was more into dance before being in the band than singing.
Me too,
because I thought he was really passionate about his singing. I know he entered that singing competition before being in BTS, and I thought he was more into his singing than his dance, but the way he was saying it sounded more like he was trying to be a dancer.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just if he thought he improved his dance quicker or
something. Yeah, perhaps, because he was talking about his confidence of singing, that he didn't know that he had a good voice.
Yeah, exactly. He was saying, he didn't realise.
And I do know that he did go to America before joining BTS to do some dance lessons. I remember reading about that before, which he mentioned. So yeah, perhaps he thought that was the best route to go down.
Yeah, but I really like listening to what he was saying, because there was things I didn't know, like I didn't know about that dancing in America before. And I think it's always interesting, like obviously I felt like they were really focused on Jungkook for quite a while. We heard a lot from him, his own words as well, so I find it really interesting when you get to know them, like talking just about themselves.
Yeah. On to episode 6. In this episode they do visit quite a few places, and it's one of the shortest episodes too, so there's quite a lot in this episode. They visit Thailand, Indonesia, Hong Kong and LA. Hope I haven't missed any other locations out.
It was hard to keep it up. There was a lot.
They went from place to place quite quickly in this episode. One of the first points I've got down here is Jimin and Sugar talking in the back of a taxi. Well, car. I found this a very interesting conversation they're having. I actually remember this conversation quite clearly, because I remember discussing it with you before during another episode, because I could very clearly remember Sugar saying that between Jimin and Jungkook, he prefers Jimin's voice.
Yeah.
Which I remember surprising me at the time. Not surprising me because he is a really good singer, but I was surprised that Sugar actually admitted.
I think he said it in a really nice way. I mean, he was saying he wasn't saying who was better.
It's just his
personal taste. Yeah. And I think that's a good way of wording it, really. And I'm actually glad he did say it.
Yeah, me too, because it could really help with Jimin's confidence as well. I mean, Jimin was a bit taken back in that moment. I don't think to his face he says it in that way, does it?
No, he says to Jimin that basically he's got nothing to worry about, he likes his voice, it's good. And then it goes to just a Sugar interview where he actually says, I'm not picking who my favourites are, but personally I like his voice. And he says it so casually too.
Yeah, he does. I was also surprised that they were going to make Jimin a rapper. This was something I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
And Sugar was joking, saying that he just had to be a singer, he couldn't be a rapper.
Do you think that was because at the beginning BTS was going to base themselves mostly on rap?
I mean, that was their style. Yeah, that did come to mind.
So maybe all the members had a trial at rapping to see what would become of the band.
Yeah, perhaps.
But it makes sense that Jimin would be a singer. He suits singing.
Another thing that happened in this episode was RM. He gets injured this time on stage. Yeah. Was it his ankle?
It was a leg or ankle or foot. It was...
it was down there anyway.
That region. I couldn't quite... They were taking his shoe off.
He comes off and says, I'm in a lot of pain.
He's calling for help at first, and I wasn't sure what was going on, because it obviously cuts here and there, and sometimes it seems like it's out of order.
Yeah.
And then he comes off and he's getting the first aid. And they say that there's just two more songs left and he's obviously going to go back on. But he has to go on in 2 minutes. I feel so sorry for him.
Yeah, but he was determined to get back out there, even though it was obvious he was in a lot of pain.
But they always are. And this is just another example of how hard they put in the work on the shows. Because another injury, I mean, it's obviously not the first injury we've seen, but it just shocks me how hard they work themselves. Like, they really overwork themselves, I think.
Another thing we see during this episode is them winning the Billboard Music Award.
Yeah.
And it's the first time they've won it, and the first time an idol group had won this award too.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite good they've included this in these episodes, and it was nice that they won it in the middle of their tour too. I think after this they go on to, did they say Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, do, Australia. Yeah.
What I really liked about this part was the commentary over the
Me
top.
Me too, I liked that part.
Because there was like a man who said, who are they? He admits that he doesn't know who they are.
Are
they big? And then the woman said, yeah, they're really big. They've got big support, the army. And I like that she said that BTS were quite special because they do a lot of their own music. I actually didn't know that about K-pop bands, and there's not many other K-pop bands do their own music. Because obviously I don't really listen to it. Well, I don't listen to anyone else other than BTS, and I never really looked up K-pop.
I think what he was asking questions for is what a lot of people think of K-pop bands. They're run under a company, unlike in America and the UK. This is very controlled in Korea. Like, they have their managers and then they have to follow that structure.
I know the company is really, like, involved in them.
And I think BTS are slightly different because, well, like you said, they produce and write their own music.
Yeah.
And especially now they've gotten even bigger, they are more in control of what they're doing.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Now on to episode 7 and their tour in Japan. And they go to a lot of places in Japan. I was actually surprised how many places they visit. And this episode, it mostly focuses on a few of the individual members, I found.
Yeah.
Starting with Jin. And Jin is talking about his dance, really, that he's worried about dancing.
You're saying what helps him, really, get better with his dance. And looking at the cameras helped him. And the other members, of course.
Then it went on to J-Hope. And I felt so sorry for J-Hope because the song cuts on him live. And he says that this is one of the most scariest things that could possibly happen on stage. And then it happens to J-Hope. But it's such a powerful moment, I find, in the end, because all the fans are singing along to the song and encouraging him on. And I think he does really good considering the circumstances. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do in a moment like that, but he does keep going.
I like it with J-Hope, though, because he says how much he actually really loves performing. And he talks about something like he gets shivers down his spine from the excitement. J-Hope, his enthusiasm for everything has just fit in the way he talks about it.
Yeah, with V, he's...
It was Sugar next.
Oh, how did I miss out Sugar?
But order doesn't matter, because we were already saying that with this. We watch it, we don't pause it, we just watch the whole thing and then take notes after. When I write notes, I just kind of remember what comes to my mind.
Yeah, me too. I don't usually structure it.
Yeah. I mean, I try to remember a bit of the order, but I'm sure half the time I get it wrong.
Yeah, Sugar, he mentions about struggling in crowds, which I can recall him saying before.
What, was it from here that you recall it, or just in general?
I think he mentions it in a few of his songs, but yeah, it could have been from this as well.
I didn't realise, but I guess I don't look enough at the lyrics.
And with V, he's talking about his struggles when he was acting. I assume he's talking about his acting in the Harangue.
Yeah, I assume so.
And he's saying that during the acting, he was struggling to focus and he was very nervous, but he didn't want his stress to show, so he was keeping it all in. And then he told his fears and struggles to Jimin, and after that he felt so much better, and now he feels that he can talk to the members instead of keeping things in. It's always better to talk about your problems.
Yeah, I really got into V talking about this one. I actually really liked this setup of this episode with them doing this, focusing on just one member talking about kind of their worries and experiences, particularly when they were talking about their solo stuff as well, because all their solo songs were also playing, and I thought that really tied it in. I thought they were going to do every single member, to be honest.
Me too. I'm wondering, because something like this happened with RM on the last one. It was a bit of focus on RM, so I'm wondering if that was his.
I know there has been focuses on Jimin before, and Jungkook, when Jungkook collapsed, so does that count?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It was because it was one after the other going on like that. I just thought maybe they're going to do all seven.
Yeah.
But I really liked how this episode was. It was quite different. Like, I love hearing the members talking about their experiences, because you hear things you didn't know and it's coming straight from them as well.
Then we see a quick clip of the members meeting some fans, and I always feel so jealous when I see these scenes.
They're so lucky.
Yeah, something I'd love to do, but
only get like a minute, a handshake, or most of them are doing the purple, is it eye purple you sign,
yeah.
And someone quickly asked Jin to blow a kiss, which he did.
I was saying to Lorraine, I don't know what I'd be like in that situation.
I don't think I'd be able to say anything. I don't think I could ask Jin to blow a kiss, even though I'd want to. I think I'd just be flustered, smiling and acting goofy and rushed on like the rest of them.
Well, I always think when I've met people I've been a fan of in the past. I mean, there was one actor, a stage actor, who Lorraine and I really got into.
Yeah, he was from a theatre show that we saw like over 20 times. And
we were obsessed with
him. We went to see him like every month, like purposely made sure we went to see him every month.
And we would meet him after the show backstage. And I don't think I said one word to him. Lorraine did all the talking. Because I was just so nervous. I was like starstruck. And this is obviously a more of a minor.
Yeah, he wouldn't be considered a celebrity, basically.
Yeah.
Not a, obviously, BTS standard celebrity. He's big to us.
But knowing how it was like with him, I just know I don't think I would be able to say anything.
When we saw this guy, we'd go for a whole weekend. So we'd see him like 3-4 times if we were lucky in a weekend. And over time, even though at first you didn't say anything, I felt at the end you said a few words.
Maybe one or two. So hello and goodbye.
If you saw him over a long period of time, you might build up a few more words. I think I would be able to talk, but not in that situation. Because that situation, the fans, they had such a brief window of moment.
You wouldn't be able to talk anyway.
And that's why I feel like I wouldn't be able to say anything. If it was like you were able to meet all seven for, you know, like 10 minutes and say something, I would get the courage to say something. But in that one moment of like a 30-second window, nothing fast would come out.
The fans, some of them were in tears and shaking. I don't know if I'd cry.
We went to watch a theatre show recently and Chloe was saying she was crying and I didn't understand why. I reckon you'd cry.
Yeah, perhaps. It's always hard to tell until the moment.
I can't ever think you would. But I just know it'd be incredible. Even for 30 seconds, it would be amazing. Like those people, they're just so lucky that they got to do that.
I just hope, if anything, we'll be able to see them live, concert.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Also in the episode, they talk about what they'll be doing in their break from the tour. And I thought there was a couple of funny moments in this. Yeah. There was one where it's actually V and Jin, which I think is quite fitting considering they had that argument. And V mentions about wanting to travel, but he says that he wouldn't travel with a load of them. And he says that he'll just travel with Jin.
Yeah.
And Jin makes a comment saying that he's going to kidnap him. And I also thought that it was funny. I think Sugar says that he wants to go cycling.
Yeah, he does.
Like a long cycle somewhere. And J-Hope says, will your groin be okay?
Yeah. I also thought it was funny drawing those two together. I can't remember exactly how it was worded now, but Sugar was saying, just do something alone. And then he shuffles his chair over for J-Hope. And I just thought, classic Sugar, really. Yeah. And I thought it was really funny. And I thought RM was really cracking me up because he said that he had some figures he's been collecting. Yeah. And what he'd like to do is get home to display them. And it would actually be really fun for him. It kind of reminded me of you, something like you'd enjoy.
Yeah, definitely.
Organisation at home.
Yeah, I love it when there's parcels waiting for you.
I just thought it was really funny. Was it another member who said he had a lot of parcels waiting?
I think
waiting?
It might
Jimin
have been
or...
oh, who was it? Jungkook.
I think it was between Jimin or Jungkook, but I'm not sure now.
I think it was Jungkook, but yeah, I'm a little unsure now you said that.
But I did find it really interesting. I don't think Jin actually did say though what he would do.
He said that he wanted to go fishing with his dad.
Oh yeah, the beginning.
Because I thought that was quite fitting for Jin too, loving fishing.
Yeah, wish we heard a bit more.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed that part.
On to episode 8, which is the last episode. Near the beginning, Jin is talking about how he wasn't really into music, like singing. He wasn't really into singing before, but around like 20 or 21, he got into it. And he's mostly talking about how he doesn't think that he's amazing. I think what he says is phenomenal. He doesn't think he's phenomenal, but he can actually see how he's improved over time. And I was saying to Chloe that it's weird that all the members don't see how great they are at singing, because I think Jin is incredible with his vocals. And he's saying that he sings all right, but not that good. And I just like to think that they're being, what's that word? Modest.
Modest.
And all the other members, well, a lot of the other members are actually pointing out how they have seen this change in Jin of how he's improved. I know Jimin is one of the ones saying that he's really noticed Jin improving on stage.
Yeah, I think it's sweet because you can see clips of Jimin watching Jin performing live on the little screen.
But then it goes to RM, and I think he's going to say about Jin, but he just says all the members have changed over time and all improved, kind of the leadership role he's saying there. But I do think he obviously is right. All the members are changing over time, which you definitely can see from them beginning to end. Then there's a part after, sometime after, where the members are all kind of gathered up, I'm guessing on the evening, kind of relaxing together and talking. And I like this part. There was a lot of stuff that was said that I liked, but some of the things that spring to my mind was J-Hope was talking about how he had his birthday on the tour, and then it goes to talk that Suga's birthday was during this time. And then J-Hope tells this funny story, and I think it's really funny, of how he comes to Suga with a cake, and J-Hope does an impression of him blowing very quickly and kind of shooing him away. Kind of what I can picture.
Oh yeah, I can definitely picture this.
And I just think the way J-Hope tells it is extremely funny.
Yeah, he indicates that he blew out the rest of the candles. Yes.
J-Hope is actually cracking up over his story himself. I just really liked it. And I also like the part where RM tells another kind of short story of how he wanted some clothes, I think it was, and had reserved it. And when he got back a couple of days later, Jungkook had actually surprised him by getting it for him.
Yeah, I thought this was sweet.
Yeah, very, very sweet moment. It was a short story, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I think he mentioned one about V too, where he couldn't decide between two things, and then V bought both of them for him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he mentioned something about it first. I wasn't 100% sure, because it's kind of hard when they're all together sometimes and talking. But I wasn't sure if it was as RM was saying the Jungkook one. I think V said something. I don't know if it was initiating it or not. And then there's a joke about Jimin, because Jimin has left and they're saying that he was gone 2 hours ago, and then he suddenly comes in the room saying that he can hear everything that's being
said.
He said
he just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, and Jin is cracking up over it. I'm not sure who initially said he had been gone for 2 hours. But I thought the whole part of this was really nice, because it's just them relaxing in their own time, having fun, telling stories. And one of the things I really love seeing, and I just enjoyed this part. Then the next thing that I really remember that was a big thing that happened was that Jimin wasn't able to perform at one of the shows from some muscle pains that he had. And obviously Jimin got really upset over this, and it was near one of their last shows as well.
Yeah.
So obviously affected him even more, I think. I think he would have been upset regardless, but they were obviously coming near the end of their tour. And you do see him crying and the other members sympathising with him, but it obviously can't be helped because they say it wouldn't do him any good to go on performing. And they show clips of the other members performing, and Jimin is there, and you can tell he really wants to be on the stage. He's on the sidelines.
Yeah, he just doesn't quite see himself during this performance, which is understandable, but he's not down there with the others dancing.
But then he does come on the stage, and he apologises to the fans that he couldn't be there, and they're all chanting that it's okay, and I think that's a very sweet moment too. And I know it's still bothering him, but at least he was able to go on in that moment.
I do remember this thing happening before with, I think it was Jungkook, and on a lot of performances, he was sat there on a chair, and all the other members were standing, and I think that happened
Did it happen with Suga as well? I know you said there was times when
when Suga actually wasn't there on the performance, but usually when one of the members injured, they're usually there on a chair, or just there not dancing. I think they try anything just to be there.
Yeah, kind of be as close as they can to it. It's always, like, upsetting, because obviously it can't be helped, like, any injury that they have, and it's better for them just to take care of themselves. You can tell just how much they want to be a part of it. And then the very last part of the tour is actually in Korea, and they're kind of saying that it's fitting, like, to sum up, to end there, like, how far they came to go back to, obviously, Korea. And I think they're all really happy about the performance, and at the end of it, they're giving, like, speeches, like what they do at their shows, and Suga and Jungkook in particular got quite emotional.
Yeah, I remember this, Suga breaking down, because I always think it's more rarer to see. And RM too, he's another member who I rarely ever see cry, and he was really struggling.
Yeah, he was struggling to get the words out first, and then I think he kind of composed himself because then had to obviously give a bigger speech, and he gave a really good RM classic speech. And I just thought the whole thing was really good, and I really enjoyed Well, I enjoyed the episode, but I enjoyed the series overall because you did get to see things that you wouldn't see, and you got to see how much effort and the lengths that they go to for their concerts, because how important it is to them.
I really enjoyed watching this. At the start, I couldn't remember really much about it because I'd seen it so long ago. And after we'd watched the first two, I thought that they were going to be very similar style throughout. Yeah. And although they did have clips of them doing the interviews and then showing what they'd done on stage, I did find every episode was different, like laid out differently.
Yeah, and it was.
It all contained something different, and I enjoyed every single episode.
I just found it was hard to talk about because I feel like you're trying to take it all in of what they're saying, and I found it hard to remember everything, even though I loved everything. Like, I feel like I missed out a lot of points.
Yeah.
I generally enjoyed it, just found it difficult to remember and talk about everything.
Yeah, that's another thing. Each episode goes on around 25 minutes. Yeah, around about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And they fit so much into that episode. So much happens. I think if I had to choose a favourite episode, it would have been the one that was focused between Jin and Fee's argument. I still really liked that episode. I thought that ending one too actually was really nice, the way they summed everything up.
Hard pick. I think it was episode 7 where they started off talking to Jin
like that
the different members. I think that one, although I did like the V and Jin argument because it was different, but I generally liked all of the episodes.
In the next episode, it's another ship episode, and we're going to be focusing on Namin, RM and Jimin. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.